Several years ago, I heard the Lord ask me, "What do you want? What are you looking for from me?" Then with tears running down my face, all I could say was, "Lord, I want to be made whole." In some ways, in some situations, I felt I was okay. But in other places, not so good. Here a little, there a little. I felt like I was fragmented. I wanted to be transformed. I wanted to be that woman that God created me to be and where He was calling me up to. I've been fighting all my adult life, it seems, fighting for this, fighting for that. I needed these gloves to come off because in all my fighting, I had been fighting against God and what He was saying to me and what He was calling me to. And this is the byproduct of rejection, betrayal, being misunderstood, and keeping it real, pride. I had read, pride never wants to conform. Wow, did that hit me like a ton of bricks. Oh, how true and straight to the point that was. Pride never wants to conform. It's always seeking a way to remain strong. Pride fights for its right to survive. Pride will never take us to another level of wisdom. You know, that's why these prominent motivational speakers appeal to so many people. It's because they are feeding on the people's pride. And the people are feeding on the motivational speaker's pride. They are all eating from the same venom. And its purpose is to keep us from seeking God. It's a distraction. It's a major distraction. And the other thing I had read was that the dust of self-will does not die. Its remnants remain. You know, it's like it's dormant and certain things are triggered. So I was led to 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 to 10. And this is Paul speaking. And it says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelation, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure." Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." And that's what we're looking for. We should be looking for the power of Christ and not the power or the gain that comes from man, and resisting the devil. But we got to submit to God and then resist the devil and he'll flee. At the root of fear is pride, and at the root of faith is love. That's why the Bible says that faith worketh by love, and God is love. And He loves us. And He's always wooing us to come closer to Him. Closer to Him. And not be strong on our own. Amen.